56-year-old woman, one-day history of epigastric pain, vomiting. She's got high bilirubin, direct. And she's got high ALP. And her amylase is elevated. Diagnosis?
Diagnosis is... So there's is this colitocolithiasis?
Look at you. Nailed it.
So I have been working hard trying to get these.
Yeah. So colitocolithiasis causing what?
Colitocolithiasis causing obstruction. So that would lead to what?
Colitocolithiasis causing gallstone pancreatitis, right?
Okay. Just wanted to make sure, yeah. Still not confident, but yeah, like I'm just trying to work on these so hard.
Okay, so gallstone pancreatitis. So you know the stone must be at the sphincter of OD, right, to cause the amylase to go up. But if you just had high ALP, high bilirubin, direct, in the absence of the elevated amylase or lipase, then you know it's just colitocolithiasis, but higher up.
Okay.
Now, what if they tell you that there's high ALP, let's say 56-year-old woman, history of smoking for 30 years. She has high direct bilirubin, high ALP. She had a cholecystectomy performed 25 years ago. Diagnosis still proven otherwise?
25 years ago, that's going to be pancreatic cancer, isn't it?
Nailed it. Okay. So what's the next best step in imaging?
CT.
Great. So CT to visualize pancreas and liver, in this case, pancreas. Now, let's say they tell you the CT is negative.
If the CT is negative, would we do an MRI? I don't know.
Like an MRCP? They want ERCP.
Oh, no, I was talking about MR angiography, but no, I'm completely off, actually.
Okay, so. Look. If you get a situation that sounds like pancreatic cancer, like impingement of the common bile duct, right? And I'm going to tell you high ALP, high bilirubin, maybe someone who's had weight loss. And it's definitely not a stone. Like, let's say they've had a cholecystectomy in the past. You want to think cholangiocarcinoma, so bile duct cancer.
Okay.
So you do ERCP.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's say you've got a 44-year-old woman who has high direct bilirubin, high ALP, high cholesterol. There's a stone visualized in the gallbladder with ultrasound. She has a history of having had De Quervain subacute granulomatous thyroiditis years back. Most likely diagnosis.
I mean, is this just colitocolithiasis?
So let's say she's not in pain. You're right that she has colitocolithiasis. There's a stone in the gallbladder, but that doesn't explain her high bilirubin or her high ALP.
I don't know, actually.
Okay. So So when I tell you there's a history of thyroiditis, I'm trying to tell you that autoimmune diseases go together.
Oh, okay.
They could have said she has RA or type 1 diabetes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So autoimmune diseases go together.
So is this PBC or something? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Correct. Primary biliary cirrhosis.
Okay.
So it's going to present. Actually, that's my bad. I didn't give you the classic generalized itching.
Which is fine. It's good because maybe.
But that's actually a good version of the question, right? That's an accidental, more difficult version. But yeah, primary biliary cirrhosis is going to be generalized pruritus and high cholesterol in a woman 20s to 50s, and she's going to have high ALP, high direct bilirubin. And what are the antibodies?
into mitochondria.
Good.